My dear friends in Christ, there are no doubt many beautiful reflections that could be made on this gospel that Holy Mother Church gives us today, but I wanted to talk to you about a different, though a very pertinent topic. We begin this week the so-called Catholic Schools Week. We have coming up the feast of a great saint, Saint John Bosco, who is the patron of Catholic educators. And so I think it very appropriate that we take the time to talk about this fundamentally important topic of Catholic education. I'd like to read to you first a little excerpt from a priest writing down notes for other priests. So this is a book actually given for sermon notes, but he goes on to expound on the longest of the Psalms. This is David talking of the goodness of God, and within this psalm, he says, "Teach me goodness, restraint, and knowledge, for I have trusted in thy commandments." And this priest goes on to say, throughout the 176 verses of the longest psalm in the Psalter, from which this text is taken, the inspired singer is extolling the divine law. With an inexhaustible variety of expression, he praises that law as the guide of man's life from cradle to grave, for time and eternity. It enlightens the mind, warms the heart, and directs the will. Or, as the psalmist says, it teaches goodness, restraint, and knowledge. It is a light in a dark world, a lamp to our feet in the long journey of life. By it, we are made aware of God's existence and of his will in our regard. Without it, we grope and wander and shall surely be lost. For unaided, we can neither know nor find our way. And so the importance of God's law. And yes, we know from teaching, but also from our own human experience, that there is God's law in a way written on our hearts, and that is conscience. But we need more than just this. We need to be taught. There is so much that we cannot know without being taught. This is the reason Christ founded a teaching church. His great command to the apostles, "Go, therefore, and teach all nations." As our bishop is wont to say, Christ did not say, "Go and write a book and pass it out so that people can teach themselves." No, indeed, Christ said, "Go and teach." And so this is truly the mission of the church, to teach mankind, first and foremost, how to get to heaven. And so the importance of good education cannot possibly be overstated. But first of all, what are a few aspects of education we might consider a good education? First, we might consider that the intellect, beginning at a very young age, the intellect needs to be trained to think clearly and accurately. That is, logically. And this might seem like a bit of an obvious thing, but unfortunately, in our day and age, this skill has been lost in a great degree. And perhaps this is deliberate. We cannot know, but it is incredible just to look at society and see how logic no longer has application. There are literally people that will go on to platforms, news platforms, reaching a great amount of people and try to convince us that it is racist to say that 2 + 2 = 4. This is a real headline. How is this possible? Well, logic, the ability to think clearly, is not being taught anymore, at least in our public schools. And so the intellect needs to be trained. Another important aspect of a good education is the training needed to concentrate, to focus the attention on one thing at a time, to exclude distractions. And this is a matter of training. Again, the world today will try to convince many people, well, this child just has ADHD. They need to be given drugs that are dangerous just because they can't sit still and can't pay attention. That is part of being a child. And so the discipline and the training must be there to teach this child the importance to sit still and to pay attention, to concentrate on the task at hand. Another important part to a rounded education might be the ability to remember or retain what is important. Excuse me. Very often, children will complain, why do we have to memorize poems? What good does this do us? I'm not going to need to know this poem later in life. I still remember many a poem my mother taught me. And is the poem important? No, but it's training the memory. And with this training, it comes the ability to remember catechism questions, things that are important. How many of us do remember that first question we were taught in our catechism, the Baltimore Catechism? Why did God make you? God made me to know, love, and serve him in this life, so that I may be happy with him forever in the next. We must retain what is important so that we can use it later. And so there are many different aspects we could talk about of a good education. Many tricks of the trade that have been lost in our day and age, at least in the mainstream. This priest in his notes on Catholic education says something very poignant. He says, knowledge is power. We know this saying well. Knowledge is power. But power without direction and control means destruction and ruin. How powerful and useful are the elements of fire, water, and wind when controlled, but how ruinous when not controlled. And this goes to teach us that, yes, this knowledge is important. We must acquire knowledge, learn to think well. But there must be a higher motive and a guide that can direct this power properly. Yes, it is important to learn the different things we will need in life, natural knowledge, so to say, that we might need for a trade to support ourselves and our family. But what is the most important concept in education is that we are indeed children of God with immortal souls. For this higher state, we need to know something of God. We need to be educated in the ways of truth. Without this basic understanding of truth and reality, everything is chaos. And in fact, life becomes rather unimportant. And we cannot find this truth without a greater knowledge of Almighty God. And so the Catholic Church is the true guide, the perfect guide for education. We see, again, where education leads that does not have God to not just a world without morality, but an amoral world. And in our own times, this has reached a fever pitch It has always been a problem, no doubt, but now I believe more than ever. Not only have they removed God from education, they have turned education against God. And in almost every topic. And so the church has almost always, but particularly in more recent times, urged families to give the greatest possible care to the education of their children, and has urged, when possible, make sure your child is in a Catholic school. If there is a Catholic school available, then you should enroll your children. The last possible extreme, only in dire necessity, should a child be allowed to attend a public school. But this is a reminder as well. The church is quick to point out the schools are not the primary educators of your children, Catholic or non-Catholic. This is an incredible tool to be used in the education of children, but the primary educator of children is the parent, both parents together. And this is a perennial problem, particularly when both parents find themselves working and too busy. This is a problem lamented, especially by Pope Leo XIII. He talks about a thing, in fact, called Americanism, and it being a mentality of over-busyness, for lack of a better term. This sort of culture in the United States to be moving all the time, to be advancing ourselves monetarily, particularly to the neglect of spiritual matters. This is a notion that the Pope lamented and warned against. The parents are the first, the primary educators of their children. And so when the children are able to be enrolled in a Catholic school, this is well and good. But the parent still needs to be included in this education. The parent needs to back up the teacher whenever possible to see to the truth of matters if there are problems in school, and to keep tabs to make sure that their child is really getting the education that they deserve. Because, and this is the final point I would like to make, Catholic education goes far beyond just the education of one child. Catholic education is something that we all need to have interest in because it affects all of us as Catholics, because it is indeed the future of the Catholic Church. If one person receives a truly good Catholic education, they're going to be a grounded individual and an incredible help to society as a whole, educated in that natural knowledge, which is helpful to society, but most particularly grounded in virtue, grounded in the knowledge of truth and the ability to think, the ability to apply God's law in their own lives. And what an incredible thing to see how one truly good person can affect the lives of so many others. If our children now grow up to be good, well-rounded Catholics, they will pass this on to their children, and hopefully for generations to come. And in this way, the church flourishes. Mankind is helped. And so we cannot overstate the importance of a good Catholic education. This is something We as educators, you as parents, should pray about constantly. Pray that Almighty God gives us the strength to continue this incredible work, this indeed divine mission given by Christ to the apostles to go and teach. We ought to pray often to St. John Bosco. And for those of you that are not able to attend our academy here at Mount St. Michael, I want to suggest to you a prayer, and it was printed in the bulletin this Sunday. Consider praying this prayer every morning. And I'd like to end the sermon by reading to you this beautiful prayer to St. John Bosco. It really sums up the attitude, the zeal that we ought to have toward a Catholic education. Glorious St. John Bosco, who in order to lead young people to the feet of the Divine Master and to mold them in the light of faith and Christian morality, didst heroically sacrifice thyself to the very end of thy life. Obtain also for us from our Lord a holy love for young people who are exposed to so many seductions, in order that we may generously spend ourselves in supporting them against the snares of the devil, in keeping them safe from the dangers of the world, and in guiding them, pure and holy, in the path that leads to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.